Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Pilot Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with Butter Radio.
GQ Pilot Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada Bay, Bada
Bay. GQ Power,
yo, what it do? What it be like? It's your boy Mike Hans, a.k.a. Mr. Fix-It, 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, Denver Courtney General, and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's winning.
GQ Power Radio. GQ Power Radio.
Building, man. GQ Power Sports after further review in your ear, in your eye, and all of that. We're going to start it off early tonight, man, however you like it. I'm going to spit the numbers out real fast. Before I do that, shout out to my man Rich Money behind the scenes holding me down. Slovenia in the building, GQ Power's Radio, one time for your mind. It's the mayor Tuesday night after further review. About to get into a couple of things, man. First, I want to say belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there, man. You know what I'm saying? It's still Mother's Day, you ask me. You know what I'm saying? They just take one time to have a parade or whatever. So shout out to all the moms out there, aunties, nieces, sisters, you know what I mean, caretakers, caregivers and all that. You know what I mean? This one's for you. This is the mayor, man, in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. The question tonight is, does the mayor have a list? That's what it is, man. Listen, this is for my homies, man. This is for the homies. I shouted out the moms and all of that. But get yourself squared away, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're men of certain ages, man. We got to make sure that our indoor plumbing and everything is correct and all that good stuff right there, man. I was dealing with a little crisis over the weekend, man. I was in the hospital and all that, man. And I'm back in the building, live and direct, hype and charged, ready to get it on and popping, talking sports like I talk sports. So, yeah, man, GQ Towers, man, give yourself a shout-out, man. Give yourself a round of applause, man. It's going down, man. So, no doubt, we're in the building. After further review, ready to get it popping. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. You press 1 to get down on the air. Born Day salute to Breezy. I see you. You know what I mean? I missed you yesterday, but I got you right now. It's on and popping. So where we going to get started at, man? We're going to go into a lot of things tonight, man. We're going to jump off NBA playoffs, touch the NHL playoffs with my hockey people. You know how I get down. NFL draft, we could talk about it. You know what I mean? You like what your team got. You don't like what your team got. Let's get into that. Subway Series, Yankees and Mets, you know what it is. Jerome, I'm expecting the answer from you, Yankees and Mets, you know what it is. And a shout-out to my man, you know what I mean? Got a little problem with him sometimes, but that's how I keep it real. Stephen A. Smith, man, I seen two of your Uberto beef jerky commercials, my dude. All right, I got to give it to you, man. You know what I mean? Stephen A. Smith, a.k.a. the little voice in your stomach. I don't know if you've seen those commercials yet, but he's doing his thing. He got one with Richard Sherman, and he got one with a soccer player. So we're in the building, man. The bell's ringing. Hold on the bell, man. I need to get my win up, man. I'm back in the building, man, so let me get started. Slade, I see you. You know what I mean? I'm just wanting to say shout-out to everybody, man, and brothers, man. Get yourself squared away, man, because we want to live to see forever and all that. So with all that said, man, let's get after further review popping. I got my man Slate in the building. What's good, family? Welcome to the bigger show. What up?
What's going on, Pedro? How are you?
Everything's everything, man. I'm better, man. I'm in the building, man. Got my air and my wind back, man. I had to go take care of a couple things, man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm back in the building, man. Word up. Brother had a little asthma attack, son.
Oh, what?
I mean, so it was kind of crazy, but I got taken care of. Everything's squared away, so I'm back in the building, man. Just got to, you know, watch what I do, man, you know? So we live and direct, man. So what's good, man?
Same old, man. Just enjoying the NBA playoff sports in general. You know what I'm saying? Your Rangers
yeah, that's
making
right,
a
that's
comeback.
Right.
Boy, I see y'all.
Huh?
I said, your Rangers making a comeback. I see y'all.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say nothing until it's over. I was going to pop off of that for my hockey people. It's 1-0 Rangers. Just get ready to start the second period. Game 7 in Pittsburgh. I ain't know Slate got down like that, but it's all good. Did you see the Pirates over the weekend, man? Since, you know, you black and yellow all day, you know what I mean? What's up with your Pirates, man?
I don't know what's up with them cats, man, but I'm a Yankee dude. I like the
Yankees.
I hear
you, man.
I
mean, that Subway Series game got me last night, man.
I was like,
Gardner hit the home run. I was like, okay, we back in the building, man. We're going to put it on the Mets. But the Mets came back and did some things. Eric Young had 2 home runs. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
Listen, man, it's the same thing every year, man. It comes
right
down to the Yankees pitching, man.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah,
they can get
yeah
anybody off the street to hit. It's the pitching every
yeah
time.
CeCe's not helping us, you know.
CeCe, like
Tomatoes
I said, he ain't been the number one dude in years.
In years. Can you turn that up and say that again? I heard you.
He hasn't been the number one dude in years. Maybe he need a couple Big Macs. All this losing weight stuff. He's losing his strength. Come on, man. He's not that dude no more.
We said that 2 years ago, Slate. He was losing velocity on his fastball. Nobody wanted to believe. It went down from 98 in 2012 to 96 last year. Now it's down to 92. They said it was at 92 in spring training. They're cracking CC Sabathia, yo. His ERA at home
mm-hmm
is like 7 over 7. Over 7 at home.
This is
when
what
he
I'm
pitches,
saying
we in trouble. We got to rely on Tanaka and a halfway decent Kuroda.
And, Maya, is it me or is it a lot of Tommy John surgeries going down
yeah
now in the league?
Yeah,
man?
Way too many, man. Way too many.
Way too many,
too
way
many
too early.
Yep. The kid from Miami. He got to get Tommy John surgery now.
That's crazy, yo.
It's real crazy. It's become, I don't know what to call that, man. And no, it's not just you, cousin. It's not just you, man. It's like somebody every week, man, is going for Tommy John, yo. It's
I'm
crazy
trying to tell you. Ain't it like almost a 4-year anniversary of that surgery
yeah
anyway?
I was listening to an interview he did the other day, man, and he was saying he was actually the second person to get the surgery. So the surgery wasn't really supposed to even be named after him. You know, he was getting into it, man. He was like, yo, he wonders why it was like maybe every 5 years or 6 years you would hear somebody having Tommy John surgery. Then what happened was the football players started getting it. You know what I mean? And Dr. James Andrews was getting money. You know what
mm-hmm
I'm saying? So now it's turned into, I guess, a regular thing. Yo, where, you know, it's like the norm. Somebody got to have Tommy John. Somebody's out for 2 years because they had Tommy John. I forgot
that's
the
crazy
name of the guy. It was supposed to be like Mike Brentley or something like that. He was the first guy to have the surgery because he was describing the surgery, and he was saying that when he had it, it was like an 8-inch scar on his elbow. They had to replace the tendon in his elbow, and it was 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So now with the technology and stuff like that, everybody seems like they're getting it every week. Now the scar is from 1 to 3 inches. but the recovery time is longer.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? He was out. Tommy John said when he got the surgery the first time, he pitched for the Dodgers, and then he used to pitch for the Yankees. When he got the surgery the first time, he was out 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So now they out like a year. You know, a year or 2 years or whatever, man. It's like you said, it's crazy. It's becoming the regular thing, man. Somebody's pitcher
thought,
or somebody's player is out with Tommy John surgery.
I thought the new breed of man was supposed to be bigger and stronger. It seemed like them pitchers back in the days be pitching full games.
Jose Canseco blew
like
the spot
you know,
up.
You do 5 or 6 innings, and they ready to bring in your backup or reliever.
Yep. Jose Canseco blew the spot.
Pitchers?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, he was a little before my time, but you say what you want about Clemens and all of them. You can have all of those pitchers. Give me Satchel Paige any day.
I hear you.
Any day.
You know,
yeah, any other pitcher you want. Give me Satchel Paige, up good money. Let's roll.
And pitchers used to throw 250 innings on the norm. The year when Ron Guidry went 25-3, he went 249 innings.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? And he went 25 games and 31 starts.
Unheard of.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, what's the matter with these dudes? Like you said, they're supposed to be bigger and stronger, but they break it now faster. So, I don't know. I can't even call it. On top of the third inning, man, Mets 4, Yankees 3. Yankees got to step their game up, man. Rangers 1, Pittsburgh Penguins nothing. That's for Slate right there. touch the NBA for a little second, man. What you think about the give you a little input on this on the playoffs, man? Where you at with it?
The playoffs. I'm feeling it. I'm hoping Indiana shut these cats down. They playing. They down like 7 at halftime. I'm hoping they win tonight so they can get some rest. Because no matter how bad they play, they seem to get up for Miami. And Roy Hibbert is Roy Hibbert against Miami.
Right.
But, you know, they've just been up and down. But I believe if they can get by Washington, even if it isn't tonight, as long as they get by them, I feel they're going to get up by Miami. I'm not saying they're going to beat Miami.
That's what
it is. I'm just saying they get up for Miami because the Nets lost their mind yesterday.
Yeah,
I was just getting ready
to go with that. So go ahead,
game.
Man. I know you peeped the game. So what the game looks like to you, and tell me about the end of the game. Where the Nets had the shot. Who do you think was responsible for that?
Pick a person. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life, man. They couldn't get a decent shot. All I'm saying, if you're getting decent shot and decent looks, cool. But Joe Johnson played like
there
a sucker.
There you go. Name. You said
Darren Williams is a blow-up balloon. He's a clown, a straight circus clown.
Mm.
He can't do nothing but dribble left and right at the top of the key. Garnett, I love him to death. He's one of my favorite players of all time. But he's looking farther time, has caught up and passed him.
And he's missing the big shots. Yeah. Go ahead. Hold the bell for a second. Go ahead, Slate.
He's good for 3 minutes a quarter, fam. For real. They had the ugliest shots down the stretch I ever seen in my life. They couldn't score.
Yeah, they couldn't
score,
man.
Score.
They couldn't score. Toledovich was still letting the three go, and it wasn't falling.
And then Livingston was pissing me off. He couldn't hit free throws. He's missing layups. He's turning the ball over. He's taking dumb shots. I'm like, yo, y'all don't want to win.
That's what it is. Hold that thought for 1 second, Slate. We got Kia on the line. Kia is in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up, lovey?
Good evening, guys.
Are you driving?
I'm absolutely great.
Are you driving? We know you're great. Are you driving?
No, I'm not driving.
Okay, give a round of applause for not being behind the wheel right now. Thank you.
No,
all right,
I'm not behind the wheel. I'm not behind the wheel today.
That's what's up. What's up, man?
Just rolling over to the school draft pick.
Okay.
I'm loving every pick, I guess. The first pick I wasn't really feeling because I thought we were going cornerback.
Uh-huh.
But they went linebacker.
Yeah. I hit you. I said,
small
what I say?
Linebacker.
I said, Ryan Shazier don't sound like those Denard.
But you know what?
But it's all good, though. It's all good. So we got the other Steeler. We got the main Steeler homie in the building with me, Slate. Where you at with your draft? I definitely want to talk to you about that.
I'm feeling our draft. Like Kia said, she said it word letter for letter. That first draft had me like, whoa, where did that haymaker come from?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Plus, the kid is fast. Everybody's saying he's fast, but I'm tired of just hearing that he may be the next Harrison, or he may be the next Joey Porter. How about being the first Shazer? Let's try that.
Right.
but the kid is dynamic. He's running a 4-3. That says it all right there.
Okay.
And then
the ball right
I'm feeling, I'm definitely feeling that, that Tuitt pick from Notre Dame.
Oh,
oh
wow.
I love that. That was my favorite pick. And then that running
that
back we got from Kent State, who ran the fastest 40 times in the whole combine.
You know I'm happy.
The fastest 5 in the whole combine. I was hyped. I was hyped after that.
I'm
and then I'm
happy.
Also feeling that Martavius Bryant picked the kid on the other side of Sammy Watkins. He's tall, big man, out of the tall
big,
receiver. It's going
big
down.
Four,
Mel Kiper gave us an A.
I'll
give us an A-plus, homie.
Let me tell you something. Since we get ready to see y'all on September 28th, Hey, Miss Lavina, it might get a little hot in the building because we gonna fire shots, man. It's going down all summer, man. Training camp, exhibition games. Kickoff weekend, it's going
fan.
Down, son. September 28th.
You
on
that.
Mike Evans on the other side. Vincent Jackson on the other side.
You know what I thought we were going to address? That corner. I just knew we were going to address the cornerback with those two suspect cornerbacks we have.
You got another year, Ike Taylor, right?
I cannot stand nothing
like
Ike Taylor. I want Ike.
Slate's going to kill me. Another year, Ike Taylor ain't going to hurt you. The kid Stephon Tuitt, he's going to be a beast for y'all, man.
Oh, yeah.
And what was the linebacker kid that y'all got last year from Georgia? What's his name real quick?
No, that was Darby Jones. That was a linebacker.
Okay, is he still rocking with y'all?
Yeah, he's playing
outside. Yeah, y'all building something, Slate. Y'all building something. But you know what? I ain't scared, homie. We're going to come in there with the new uniform
and
make it happen.
Nobody worry about y'all new uniform.
That's the only thing good for y'all, your new unis. That's about it, Playboy.
We're going to come in there with the new uniforms and make it happen.
Did you see the pic with, is that the Tennessee guy who stands, what, 6'6", almost 420 pounds? What is his name? McCullen?
Mm-hmm. From Tennessee?
Yeah, he's a big guy. Daniel
you know
McCullen.
What I was laughing at, Kia? The fact that our first pick was on the phone with Dallas when we grabbed him.
I'm so laughing.
Was on the phone with Dallas when we grabbed him up.
And he told him to hold on for a second. He told Jerry Jones to hold on.
And we picked.
I was loving it.
And Cowboys won that pick from the Ravens. That was a coin flip. And the Cowboys won the coin flip, and they picked before the
Ravens.
Well,
we ain't talking about the Cowboys. We talking about the Steelers.
But
I got y'all in
the
building.
I'm
doing early scouting, man. Whether you realize it or not,
you know
I'm
what?
Doing
they
some early scouting,
up.
Man. Let
they
me live, man.
Up.
Huh?
The Cowboys tried to move up for that pick.
I don't care about the Cowboys.
Two.
Let's talk about the Steelers.
Let's talk about the kids you got from Arizona.
Richardson, what you think he gonna do? Mike Tomlin ain't stupid, yo.
I was all crazy until I heard because I be listening to Pittsburgh radio and all that, and our defensive coordinator LeBeau was like, everybody's going crazy when we picked the linebacker instead of a cornerback. But he was like, yo, I seriously don't think we hurting as bad at cornerback. With the schemes I'm trying to put in there, he's like, yo, we didn't really need a cornerback as bad as we needed everything
else. That's what he said.
When
Dick LeBeau got up there and spoke and broke down that spot that we pick at the linebacker because he wants speed.
You watch Shazier when he played at Ohio State. He was doing his numbers.
I just thought we was going to get the North first.
Kia, Slate, you going to get another good year out of Palomalo?
Yeah, you played a great year last year.
Troy Polamalu.
You're going to get another good year.
He was an impact player last year. The biggest problem our defense had besides, I'm tired of hearing us old in the tooth. When this was like the first year, we wasn't in the top five defense, and we're usually number one in pass, all that
Since 1999, we was not in the top
one. Palmer was the one that was still creating the few turnovers we had. So, I don't put nothing past Troy. Troy's going to do his thing. I ain't worried about Troy. It's
them that I'm worried about.
I couldn't believe Dwight Archer was still on the board. When Phillips came back around the pick, and I'm sitting and I'm looking, I'm like, where are they going to go now? And then I'm looking at the thing, and I'm like, and Phillips says, they select Dwight Archer. I said, oh, get out of here. I knew that. I was already hyped.
LeGarrette Blunt
said, I don't know if they need cornerbacks, but I know they addressed everything else.
What do you think about Redmond? Redmond and somebody's going to be it's going to be very interesting how Tom's going to have that lineup.
Yeah, it is going to be very interesting.
About,
but moving right along, the Davion Clowney went number one, as we said, or after further review. Greg Robinson went number two to the Rams,
he
like you said, after further review. The number three pick in the draft messed the whole thing up. The Jaguars went and messed up everybody's head when they got Blake Bortles, which made plenty of sense for them. But if they got to play him. The Bills, I don't know what they were thinking about with Sammy Watkins. I don't understand that pick. What was they thinking about? What was their reason for taking Sammy Watkins and trading up to get Sammy Watkins from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Cleveland had the number four.
Because they needed EJ Manuel. They already said they need something for EJ Manuel first down the line. That's why they traded up to get that pick.
I didn't understand that one right there. The Raiders went and got Khalil Mack. Right.
That's a beat. Oh,
Atlanta
God.
Went and got and shored up their offensive line. They got Jake Matthews. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
We already knew that pick was going to go.
Minnesota made a nice pick in the first round. They got Anthony Barr, the kid from UCLA.
Yeah,
he's
they
nice.
Got him.
On the DL, though, the Raiders trying to big up their defense on the DL.
So you saw that defense? You saw that defense on the outside? They got Woodley on one out on the outside. They got tough. I'm looking at the whole defense of the Raiders. Wow.
Yeah, the Raiders got the Raiders trying to do their thing. The Lions went and got Eric Ebron at number 10, a tight end from North Carolina, which I thought was a good pick.
That was surprising to me. That shocked me,
I said they was
going to
get him. I said they
looked
good.
I thought that was a good pick.
That kid is nice, but
you know, Brandon Pettigrew
is
out of here, and I like Eric Ebron. He's going to make some things happen. You know, and last year, and he's from North Carolina, and they got the other kid from BYU, too, later on in the draft. I forgot his name, Van Roy or Van Noy or something like that in the draft. So I don't know, man. The Lions, man, Jim Caldwell's not playing. So, a lot of people don't talk about who the coach is and how their whole situation may be turned around just because who's coaching them. So, I'm liking that. The Titans went at number 11. You got Taylor Lewan from Michigan. The Giants got Odell Beckham Jr., another target for Eli, at number 12. What's the talk about that one, Slate? Coach Kayvon and them liking
that?
They liking that pick right there?
I love him. Odell Beckham is the truth. And so is that other cat, number 80, that was on the other side. He's the truth, too.
Benjamin.
That other receiver they had is the truth, too.
Hmm. Okay.
Beckham got all of the prestige, but that other receiver, number 80, is a problem, too.
No doubt. The Rams got Aaron Donald from Pittsburgh at 13. The Bears got a nice pick with Kyle Fuller, the corner from Virginia Tech. The Steelers went and got Ryan Shazier. That's a nice pick that y'all got, man. Because, I was on Ohio State, so I would watch their games. And, you know, when they were on defense, they would, they would get burnt, you know what I mean? But Ryan Shazier, you hear his name a lot when it comes to making tackles and stuff. The Cowboys at number 16, they had drama in the building. Was they going to take Johnny Manziel? No, they did not. They took Zach Martin, some protection for Tony Romo, I think. The Ravens made a nice pick at 17, C.J. Mosley from Alabama. The Jets went and got some help for the secondary, Calvin Pryor from Louisville at safety. Miami Dolphins, Juwan James, nice offensive tackle from Tennessee, you know what I mean? And the Saints went and got Brandon Cook from Oregon State. He's a wide receiver, going to be another target for Drew Brees. The Packers made a nice pick, I think. Ha Ha Clinton Dix from Alabama to go in that secondary.
Is that his government?
I believe it is, man.
It is.
Wow.
I believe it is. Didn't his grandmother name him or that something?
It's a
person. I think that is his government, man.
It's something.
Come after that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's crazy. But he's going to help show up the Green Bay secondary, man, because they definitely needed some help because they was getting shredded in the playoffs by San Francisco last year. Dee Ford with that 23 from Auburn. He's going to be a nice pick to help out on that line in Kansas City. And Kia's number one pick, Darquez Dennard, with the division rival, Bengals.
I was tight. He was on the board, and we just didn't pick him. I was tight. He's the truth.
Well,
he's a problem. He's big. He tackles. He's the man. And I was tight when we didn't pick him.
I know you're going to be tight when he pick one of, when he pick one of Ben's passes off. I know you're going to be really tight then.
Watch him out, Playboy.
I'm sorry.
Watch him
so you know
out.
How
he ain't
picking under Ben's
face. He ain't picking under Ben's. Whatever.
Yo, you listen
to
After Further Review,
yeah.
GQ Palace Sports in the building, 646-200-3838 is the math. I got my man Slate in the building.
Cleveland.
I got Key in the
Cleveland
house. Cisco Steelers is rocking right now.
Cleveland secondary is going to be awesome. They sneaky, Hayden and Gilbert. That was sneaky, B. I give them their little prop. That's a nice.
But they okay.
Right there.
I mean, y'all gonna see him twice a year, so you'll know better than anybody, man. You're going to see him twice
listen,
a year.
Listen, welcome to the league, Johnny Manziel.
You
in the true black and blue division over there. Believe
yeah.
that. He's
don't,
running
don't
around.
Y'all got them
little...
open tonight, don't you? Your first game, right?
No, get it right. They have us open tonight.
Well, y'all got them. Well, you know what I mean. Y'all got them. Y'all supposed to get them. But, I mean, you know what I mean.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. You know, it's a tune-up.
Yeah,
an
early game, man. September 7th, Johnny Manziel going to throw for three
What's
touchdowns.
What's up with that receiver who likes the chronic? What's up with him?
The receiver that had the chronic.
Josh Gordon.
I don't know, man. He picked a fine time to leave him. I don't know.
That's going to be big problems if he ain't come.
And that's going to be something.
They can't
that's going to be something
right.
that's probably
going
to be discussing with CBA, too, man. Because how you going to say, you know, it's legal, but then you can't do it? Kia, you're
a
law expert. How do you explain that? You know what I'm saying?
You know how that go.
If the weed, if the marijuana is legal, then why can't you know, why is it a suspension to smoke it, if you smoke it?
What state he was in when he did this?
who knows? But he probably got tested. He probably got tested. You know what I mean? And there you go.
And anywhere you're from is where you're at.
Yeah, he got tested. So you know what I'm saying? So they had him on. They had their sights on him in the first place. But I'm just wondering how is that gonna. You know, how can you argue that? If for perfect example, the weed is legal in Washington, state of Washington, and Colorado. And guess who was in the Super Bowl last year? Seattle
right.
and Denver. So, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm not saying the weed had nothing to do with it, but the weed be knowing. That's all.
My answer would be that it's illegal in those states, but it's not legal for the NFL.
Mm-hmm. But that goes to my question. You can
get
high. You can be arrested for getting high, but you can't be arrested for being high. Or can you?
Well, you never put it this way.
You know what I'm saying?
He knew the guidelines for the NFL.
It's been plenty of time. I've seen and been around cops and the whole nine, and not be on no silly stuff. But I'll be twisted. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? You got no evidence, no, and I'm chilling. Hold on, man. You heard the bell. That's what it is, man. We back in rare form, man. After further review of the building. Hold on. Hold that thought for a second. We're in the building, man. After further review, you got the mayor in the house. You got my man Slate in the building. We chopping it up with Kia, getting it in. We back in effect, yo, live and direct, yo. What's up, Mark, man? Welcome to the bigger show, yo. What's goody?
What's happening?
Everything's everything, man. What's good with you?
Nothing, man. I told y'all I'd be back this week. You know what's happening.
No doubt. I know you're feeling that number, that pick at number 10. We was just chopping it up about Eric Ebron.
Being that the people I wanted was gone, you know, I really don't have a complaint on it. I just want to see him on the field, and are they going to really Jimmy Graham him? Like, if they do that, then, you know, I could live with that.
Okay. I mean, you know, like I said earlier, man, I feel like he could be a weapon. You know what I mean? To go along. I mean, you know, your offense is not that far off, man. Matthew Stafford is not a slouch.
Stafford working right.
Calvin
we
Johnson
got
not a
weapons.
Slouch. You got Reggie Bush back there. So what is the problem? You know what I mean?
The defense.
I mean, I wouldn't just always say the defense all the way. It's the secondary. We got a linebacker to fill the need we wanted. The D line's smooth.
The
you know, they get
from,
they push on.
The kid from Brigham Young, he's nice, man. He's nice, trust me. Just like I told you last year about Ziggy, man. That kid from Brigham Young you got.
Right. Van Noy.
Yeah. That kid from Brigham, watch him, my G.
He got his weapons now.
Yeah.
A lot of people act like they didn't see the fact that when Calvin went down, we couldn't do nothing through the air last year, period.
Mm-hmm.
See, now he got more than just Calvin to you know, he could throw it to Bush, he could throw it to Bell, he could throw it to Tate, Ebron, Calvin, and so on. And maybe even Ryan Broyles come along and be healthy.
And you can
like
stick that kid T.J. Jones in the slot. That kid from Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third down threat.
So, yeah, I'm not sleeping on y'all at all, man. You know what I mean? But it's going to be a little problem on December 7th. Because, enough said. That's all. I got all my people in the building, and we're going to be going to war this summer, man. Because I'm firing the shots. I'm feeling good about my Buccaneers.
You are not
play.
Coming up to Pittsburgh.
I'm feeling good.
Bucks are not coming up to Pittsburgh.
I'm feeling
nothing.
Good. And Marky, you're not exempt. I'm feeling good about my Buccaneers, man. Coming into Forest Field December 7th. Yeah,
man, I'm going to buy you an honorary Steeler hat. What size fit is you with, Playboy?
we chopped it up behind the scenes, man. I'm a 7 5/8, man, regular size and all that, man.
I got
and
I
rock
you,
it too,
boy.
Man.
I got you.
I'll
nice
rock it too, man.
Yellow joint.
Go get that digital clock jersey. Oh, man, that's going to be crazy in the Hollow parking lot. Wait, what happened? Oh, man, he was throwing it, and Ike Taylor dropped the interception, and oh, man.
It's
going down. So, Marky, man, what else is up with you, man? What's good?
Yo, playoffs 49 last night. I know y'all saying that. I don't really got to say too much about that.
About which game?
The
Nets and the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about it, man. Chop it up, man. The floor is yours.
I mean, I said it'd be over in 6, really, but it's starting to look like 5. I don't think they're going to have too much fight in them back in South Beach.
That was a game Brooklyn should have got last night, and it was in
it.
Yeah. You know, before the series started, I said 5, because Brooklyn is just bipolar like that, but they should have won that game.
They
should have
won the game. They
should have
won the game.
Uh-huh. And we should all be billionaires, and it should be 80 degrees from here on out, and we should all have Aston Martins and so on and so forth.
But my point is, if they would have won the game, it would have been like the best 2 out of 3, you know what I mean? And Miami would have been kind of in a spot. Because remember, at the beginning of the season, everybody was talking this Brooklyn rah-rah, Brooklyn this, Brooklyn that, Brooklyn the third. So now you got Miami in a 2-2 going back to Miami. That would have been saying a lot. That's all. That's why I'm saying they should have won that game
It still wasn't worse than the Oklahoma Heat. Oklahoma blowing that game against the Clippers with old 5-2.
Slate, you know, I do. The game is a game of runs. You know that game wasn't going to end like that, Slate. Come on, cousin.
I'm just saying, though.
Yeah, I know.
You got 5-2 Chris Paul on this dude, and he can't throw the ball out without getting a turnover.
KD's too passive, man. He's too passive. He gets too passive at times.
He couldn't even pass out of the double team.
But what about the...
Then when he did pass out of the double team, it was a turnover, though, right? When he passed out of
the
double team, it was a turnover.
In the first half.
Westbrook is still bipolar. He still don't know he's the number 2 option. And until he figures that out, they will not win anything.
All they did was slow walking, man.
Everybody,
all the shots that they was missing in the first half, they was making in the second half.
And say you're the number 2 option.
And Jeremy Thompson was going in for layups all day.
Get took out the series in Game 7, they wouldn't even be playing right now. We wouldn't even be talking about Oklahoma. If they didn't suspend Zach, if he didn't punch Adams, I don't even think we'd be discussing
And that wasn't even no punch, man.
No, they just kind of mushed
it. Blake Griffin was worse than that?
Yeah, man.
That was way worse than what Zach did to Steven Adams, man.
With that being said, he's dumb and he deserved it. You don't do that in that situation. The dumbest person knows not to do that. You don't even risk that.
Yeah.
You don't put your hands on
nobody above the shoulders in the NBA nowadays, especially if you're a marquee player.
Mm.
That's the bottom line. He's a dummy, and he deserved that. You let your team down. Bottom line. Come on, look at the trade. Randolph for Adams. Let's say that both got kicked out. Who won in that trade-off?
Right.
Come on.
Right.
In your real live opinion,
that justified a suspension, man? Did they throw him out the game, too? Like they did with Nene? When he headbutted Jimmy Butler?
They just got Zach, I think. I'm not sure.
I'm getting your point. Washington 60-47 over Indiana in the third. I'm getting your point, man. But I think that one was kind of weak, though, man.
Too.
He really did do nothing to Steven Adams, man. You know what I mean?
That's what Steven Adams do. That's his game. He get inside your head and frustrate you. He's that guy.
Oh, he's a hat.
That's what he does.
He's a straight hat.
No doubt, man. So, yeah, we rocking out, man. So, yeah, Portland showed up last night. They just extended their little situation. You know what I mean?
They finally got
a game. I thought it was going to be actually a better series than that. Game five by Portland win would say a whole lot, but I think San Antonio's still going to win this series. In the West, the other Western series, the Clippers and Oklahoma City, I had picked the Clippers in six. That was my pick because my original thought was, Oklahoma City didn't have anybody to run up and down the court with DeAndre Jordan. And if the Clippers got loose on him, it was going to be a problem. You know what I mean? Then this whole scenario turned around with the Donald Sterling thing, which I think, win the series, man. Don't worry about that situation because he's burying his own grave. And there's a pun intended. He's burying his own grave. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So play out. Do what you do. You can win this thing. You was down 29-7 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They was down 16. They was down 16 with 9 minutes left. The air was out the building. You know
Collison
what I'm saying?
Did his thing.
Yeah. And that's
Collison,
on you.
Man.
That's on Kevin Durant. That's on Russell Westbrook. That's on Scottie Brooks. That's on Thibaut Sipolosa, whatever his name is. That's on Reggie Jackson.
I'm just saying, when they had Chris Paul on him, that was a good move for one thing, like Doc said. It wasn't that we thought he could stick Durant. He was crossing us over left and right.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that with a quicker, shorter man,
he was
his dribble
that.
Would have been obsolete.
Yes,
he would
sir.
Take that dribble. And he said as soon as the first time he got on him, he ripped KD.
He ripped
down
it right
in
there. Yep. A little bit past midcourt.
But I'm saying, use your head, KD. You at the top of the key. Bring his little behind down by that dotted circle where you just got to turn around off the
What kind of post game does Kevin Durant have?
Huh?
What kind of post game does Kevin Durant have?
He doesn't need a post game when you got a man by 5 inches.
Post game ain't that nice, man.
My point is, cousin, if he's backing little Chris Paul down, the help is coming from somewhere because he's concentrating on bouncing. His back is to the basket, right?
You don't need a post game when you're
him down, right?
That's what I'm saying. With a 7'2" wingspan and Chris Paul is a hot 5'11". You don't need a post game. That's turn around and shoot. But Kevin Durant couldn't even pass out of the double team.
He would see
the double team coming. He couldn't even make the pass.
There you go.
How many steals they had for layups? Come on.
What?
And then Westbrook, why you shoot that last shot? Oh, I had an open look. There was nobody near me. When you take it 2 feet over half court, it shouldn't be nobody near
And Ibaka missed the putback.
And that means you shot too early if it had time to get a putback in.
If Westbrook would have made the shot or the putback would have went in, we wouldn't be having this conversation about the Clippers.
Do you remember that last play? Do you really remember that last play? Because if you did, Garnett was wide. Not Garnett. Durant
was wide open for him.
He
was running up the court with him.
Wide open. Ibaka got the rebound. He passed it to Sepulosa so he didn't travel. Sepulosa gave it to Gollum, and once Gollum got it, I already knew it was over with.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 seconds left by the time he crossed the little half-court line. He just panicked. At that man, he knew he was going to shoot the ball. He didn't even look at
KD.
Oh, I
knew it. And once he got it, I said the game is over. He's either going to win it or it's going to be over.
Yeah.
He
ain't even smart. I knew he was going to shoot that ball. I was like,
like you said, Slate, he had Durant open for one. You know what I mean? So, he could have, did something with it for two and still fired up the shot from a little bit past the half court line for three. So, You get what you get with Westbrook.
But I'm also tired of all these people saying, oh, they would do better without him. Knock it off, cut it out. You seen what? They didn't have a shot in hell when Westbrook didn't play when he hurt his knee. Them same Memphis dudes eradicated them.
Hold on for 1 second. That's the bell. We got another caller on the line. Alfred, what's good, man? What's going on? Welcome to the bigger show.
Hey, maintain it, man. Hey, Chris, man. I just want to say I enjoy listening to your show, man, and following everything you do online, man. I'm really proud of you, man. And good luck, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man. What's good, man? You watching the playoffs? Where are you calling from, my dude?
I'm calling from the Bronx.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. What's your input, man, on what's going on with the playoffs? I know you up on it. What's going on?
I listened to y'all. Y'all was going back and forth on the OKC Clippers series. And
all right.
You know, Durant, man, it seemed like he's getting a pass on what have you in the media. But like the other caller pointed out, man, you got to take Chris Paul down on the block. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a post-up game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like, to me, that's like basketball fundamentals. I got a mismatch. I got to do what I got to do to complete it. And he's not exploiting that mismatch
right now.
He's got to He's got to split the mismatch.
I don't even think Chris Paul is 6 foot. Garnett got to be 6'9". I mean, not Garnett. I keep saying Garnett. Durant got to be 6'9", 6'10", with a 7'2 wingspan. You don't need a back down. If he didn't back Chris Paul down at all, turn around, he's not blocking nothing.
Right.
As much range as he got, you telling me down on the box, he couldn't Tim Duncan him off the backboard all day? Are you kidding me?
You're supposed to.
You the MVP? Are you the MVP? Or is that just regular season? Tell me. Maybe it's me.
That's why they have a finals MVP and you know, for the real MVP. You know, when
I'm
you
trying
actually
to tell you.
Would have made an MVP play, right?
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. So, yo, Alpha, man, I appreciate you calling, man. I definitely want to touch base with you about the Yankees, man. Subway Series is popping off. We lost a tough one last night, man. We let Eric Young Jr. hit two home runs off of us, man. What's your opinion about the Yankees, man?
Right now, I'm really concerned. I'm really concerned about the Yankees, especially with our pitching rotation right now. Sabathia on the DL. Corona looking shaky.
Yep.
Pineda.
Pineda's hurt.
I mean, you know, he's going to come back, but, you know, was he going to be mentally? They took away his spine part. Did that give him an edge? And physically, who knows where he's going to be at? So I'm really concerned. And then you got guys like Teixeira. Is he ever going to be the guy that we thought he was going to be? You know?
Teixeira's hitting, man. Teixeira's shocking me. He hits, I done seen him hit 5 bombs this season already. Bombs.
Average is about 13 more games before his behind usually get hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah, but come on now. We just got him back, but he's hitting, man. You know what I'm saying? His wrist is not bothering him. I mean, I would thought, you know, he'd hit like 4 or 5 home runs by now, but he's crushing the ball, man.
So far, but I call a spade a spade. I believe it when he play 100 games.
Okay, you have a point, and your point is well taken. But, Alfred, Beltran just got a cortisone shot today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, can we still say it's early?
it's early.
The middle of May? Can we still say it's early?
It's early.
I just wanted to ask if we still say it's early because, you know, stranger things are happening, and I still, you know, I love my Yankees. I go with the Yankees like y'all go with the Steelers and all that. That's my team all day. You know what I mean? But I do call it like I call it, man. And I said the Yankees are going to win the division. I said the Yankees are going to win the World Series. I still believe that.
Yeah.
But I just got to keep it real, man. Right now, we in the status. You know what? What's the surprise team this season so far?
Surprise team in MLB? It's got to be
Baseball, period.
Yeah, it's got to be the Brewers right now.
I knew you was going to say the Brewers. Let me ask you a question. Where do you think the Brewers going to end up?
Where they going to end up?
Where they going to be July 1st?
Good question. July 1st?
Yeah, where would they go? That's just an example. I just throw it out there. Where do you think the Brewers, as hot as they're playing right now, they're winning games crazy, they're getting mad hits, they beat the Yankees, what was it, 2 out of 3? Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, give them respect because they was the number one team after further review baseball rankings, the Brewers. But July 1st, do you still see them rocking like that?
July 1st, they could still be there July 1st, but I don't think they have the staying power. But
right, okay.
I don't think they have the staying power. It's like a good surprise, good start, and every year you see teams like this, they'll show
you
up.
You get a team that makes a run, and makes a run, and then, you know, they back to normal. Like last year, I was rocking, you know what I mean, with Cleveland because I believed in Terry Francona and what he was going to do. And I got Mark on the phone, you know what I mean, he rocking with the Tigers, so you know where I'm getting ready to go with this. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's just a team that always starts out and gets that run. And I believed in Terry Francona and what they did, and they faltered off at the end. But, you know, I picked them to win the division this year. I ain't going to front. I picked Cleveland. to win the division. But I didn't, you know, count on Masterson not showing up, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And a couple of injuries and whatnot, even though we signed, what's the dude? We signed a little center fielder that was playing in Japan. He had a home run for Cleveland the other day. His name will come to me before the end of the show. But, Mark, I wanted to bring up something because I saw Jabba Chamberlain. He tried to, Jabba Chamberlain tried to get in disguise and wear a big, giant, fat beard and still giving it up. and still giving it up, yo. Kia, still giving it up.
Ain't nobody said about
Jabba. He got a big old, he got a big old disguised fat beard, yo, and still giving it up. Picture like Jabba Chamberlain.
Still Jabba
all day. And Philip Hughes is still Philip Hughes up in Minnesota. Giving up bombs. You know what I mean? Oh, let me ask you a question right quick, Alfred. What's your opinion on Yasiel Puig with the backflips? Is it a problem? Should he not do it? Is he showing them up or what?
So, you know what? A lot of ball players do it. It's very commonplace. It just seems like when he does it, it's a big spectacle of it. So I don't have a problem with the way he carries himself. No. He plays the game with a lot of passion. That's who he is. You know? He's a very passionate guy. He's very consistent in who he is. I got no problem with it.
Okay, that's what it is. And I just didn't really get the problem with the backflip either, because you kind of play yourself when you hit, like Yasiel Puig hits a 385-foot fly ball to center with the backflip. That's kind of playing yourself out. So if you're going to go ahead and do it, but when you got the warning track power, what are you doing it for? Right, you know what I'm saying? Just in that instance, because we know Yasiel Puig can hit one out like crazy. But I'm just saying, you go ahead and do the backflip. And when you fly out the right field, now you're looking kind of crazy. After further review, man, we're in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. You got the mayor back in the building, man. Healthy and wealthy, live and large and in charge and all
on
that.
The radio.
Hyped
and
charged, ready to get it on and popping. Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the bigger show, man. I see you. What's happening, fam?
Yo, what it look like, bro?
Everything's everything. What's goodie?
Vacation over at midnight, back in action. Down here in Flatbush, hanging out with my people, about to beat up some Domino's real quick, so I call radio station.
Domino's is a sport. Applaud Domino's. Domino's is a sport. I feel that. Somebody got to win. That's what it is. Yeah, man, so we chopping it up, man. We got a live show tonight, man. I'm back in the building. I got Slate in the house, Kia, my man Mark from Detroit, my man Alfred uptown, and you. So we chopping it up about the Yankees right now. So give us a little opinion right now in the middle of May. Where the Yankees at with you?
We need help badly. We have no pitching. I just made a joke with my buddies down here. I said the Yankees about to sign El Duque and David Wells. Fill some of that rotation need. Maybe we can get Stanton and talk to Rivera. Talk to Stanton and maybe Rivera to come out of retirement. Our rotation and bullpen right now is in shambles. As predicted, as all during the beginning of the season, I figured that we would have problems with our bullpen. Not so much with our rotation, but
and you
right
still
now,
haven't explained why your man Michael Pineda was walking around with shoe polish on his neck.
I mean,
we Yankee fans, yo. We Yankee fans, but I'm trying to figure it out, man.
That's
he already got bags in his family.
Oh, he shot his shoes in Times Square by the barbershop.
Oh, and he had some on his neck, and he forgot. Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I don't understand, man.
But according to him, that was that good old Dominican Republic dirt that he got there, that little shiny one.
Oh.
That, you know. I guess
that's
it won't show up in one of those PED exams if they was to give one too as well. They call that the clear, bro. That was the clear he had on his neck.
The clear? It looked like the dark. That's what it looked like. He said it looked like the clear. It looked like the dark.
I guess he didn't think nobody else could see it. Like,
could
that
see
was
it, right?
Crazy, yo. Like, what was he thinking? Like?
I bet you any amount of money you don't know who put that on his neck in the dugout. Roger Clemens,
oh,
baby.
Man.
Roger
here we go.
Roger gave him a little bit of that
the
dirt clear.
The conspiracy theorist is in the building.
Power up.
The conspiracy theorist is in the building. And let me get a score check right quick, man. Mets 7, Yankees 3.
Oh, yeah.
Top of the fourth
yo,
inning.
Wizards is up 24 at the end of the third.
Okay.
Wizards over the Pacers, 76-54 or something like that at the end of the third. They
yes, sir, got
out.
You. That's what it is. So we're in the building, man, live and direct, man. Shout out to the listeners, man. I see you. We see you too, man. Shout out to the whole GQ Palace unit, man. The Diva Squad, Chicky and all that. Melbourne, Rick. Yo, that show Friday was Bananaramas, yo. I'm just going to say that to you, man, over the air, live and direct. I don't know what they had popping, but shout out to Nocturnal, man. You still can't mess with me rhyming. I said that on the air. But anyway, man, we're in the building. Saturday goes down. Sunday it goes down with Miss Lavina and my man Scribio. We're in the building. Monday's Unsigned Artist Radio come through. A lot of things is popping off. Tuesdays, you back in the building with the mayor, man, after further review. Where we want to take it, man? You want to take it back to the draft, man? Alfred, what's your opinion on the NFL draft, man? What you like, what you didn't like?
Overall, the coverage was excessive and watered down. Everybody's a draft expert, and they want to assign an immediate grade to a draft class, and I think it's impossible. It's stupid. It's team by team, and you really can't judge these players and see team that's performing in NFL games. So, see, the coverage was excessive, but I like, from my standpoint, from a Giants fan, I like what my team did as far as addressing, you know, what some of the team's needs were. You know, we got a...
another target for Eli, right?
Yeah, we got a target for Eli. We had to replace Akeem Nicks, you know. Had to replace him and get somebody to play opposite Cruz. So it seems like we addressed that need. We got some youth on the offensive line. We picked up what was supposedly the best center in the draft. You know, and then we added some depth, you know, on the defensive line, a linebacker, secondary help. So overall, I like what my team did, you know. Because, to be real, I don't watch college football. And the little thing that I do, I can't transition watching a guy dominate on Saturdays. What does that mean in the NFL? We've seen a bunch of guys, Heisman winners, you know, Ron Dane, you know, I've seen him win Heisman and come to the New York Giants and did what, you know?
Right, you're right on that one.
Two and a half yards per carry. So, you know, it's even like the
Ron
Dane.
He was standing up in Wisconsin, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why the Giants, we picked up the running back out of Boston College.
Yes. He had the most yards in college football. Was it Andre Williams?
Yeah,
for Boston College.
I hope that translates to at least a short yardage back, which is something that we needed as well, that we haven't had.
Okay.
That's a need that they addressed, and it looks like on paper, you know, they did a good job addressing that need through the draft. But you know, we won't know
when did they get him.
They got him in the fourth round, Kia.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got him in the fourth round.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like
I like to go, Alfred. I like the
What's
kid
up?
Kennard you got, man, from USC, man. Devin Kennard. You know what I mean? As a linebacker, man, he might not be somebody that could crack the lineup from day one, but I think he's a good pick from y'all, man. So I watched a couple of USC games, and his name was called a few times, man. You know what I mean? Looked like he got a little speed with him. You know what I mean? And he could do
I think Jerry Reese made a press call. I guess a conference, whatever. He said that he thinks that they address partially the needs what the Giants have to do this season.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting
mm-hmm.
to see what they did, that offensive line looked like this season.
Right.
But Eli was missed like a lot of times this last season. It's going to be very interesting to see if they address the needs.
Yeah, but don't be rubbing it in, Keon, on the low. We got Giants fans on the line.
Don't be rubbing it in on the low.
It's all good.
Hey,
Alfred, it goes down, man. So football season, I'm looking forward to you checking in, man, getting down with us. We got Seahawks fans. We got Steelers fans. As you can see, we got Lions fans in the building. You know what I mean? So come through, man. You're more
We'd
than welcome, man.
Know.
You know
We'd
what I'm saying? We got Dolphins fans. I can't forget you, Hollywood. We got Dolphins fans in the building. And, of course, you know, the mayor runs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all day. And we're going down to Pittsburgh and making some things happen on September 28th. And then we're going to Detroit on December 7th,
man.
And we're going to make some things happen in Motown.
All I'm saying is the Lions going to be 1-0 after week one. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, shots fired across the bow.
You know what? You got a lot of
We don't like to start no trouble over here, but can we get a response? I think that's a Lions fan firing a shot.
They believe me, too.
You know what? Right now, the way that Eli played last year and Matthew Stafford, the over-under on interceptions in that game is probably like at 7 or 8. So, you know what? The Giants are a better team than the Lions. You know what? So we got a whole offseason to go. We got a few season to go.
The Giants are a better team than the Lions. Ooh, you're going to take that man? You're going to go out like that, man?
What makes you believe that? You said the Giants better than the Lions. Eli Manning probably wouldn't even tell you the Giants better than the Lions.
What?
We're getting started early. Hey, Slate, you next. We're getting started early.
Yeah,
you next. And Hollywood, you next. I didn't forget about you. You next. We're in the building, man. After further review, you should come get down with us if you know what you're talking about, because we got a group of heavy hitters in the building, man. You know what I'm saying? So we have fun with it. We kick it like we kick it, and we let it do what it do. What else y'all want to talk about, man? I know we're going to get down to that little draft situation. I don't know if we want to get into what happened with the 249th pick and all that. So I really, you know, it's
Let's talk about Michael Sam.
But I don't know if you want to talk about it, speak on it, and express yourself about it. Did they go
about
overboard?
Who?
Did ESPN go overboard with it?
They are going overboard. You don't need that. That's overboard. That's way overboard.
You've heard more about Michael Sam than you've heard of Jadeveon Clowney. That is ridiculous.
Ridiculous,
man. Nobody wanted to hear about that all day, man. He gay, he made it to the league. Okay. Leave it alone. You don't want to come keep kissing this man and all that. Man, nobody want to see that, man.
I get your point. And for you saying that nobody wants to see it, I totally agree. But it's like a thing. We're not saying that, you know, we just say that we don't want to see it. So for you to take it away as that we're against you or whatever, that's your problem. Because if I don't want to see that, then I don't want to see it. I'm not nothing against you. That's you. You do who you do. You be who you are. But I don't want to see that. And just because I say I don't want to see it, that don't mean, you know, whatever. You can take it how you want to take it. Take it how you want to take it. I'm against you, whatever, whatever, whatever. Because I ain't got to agree on everything you do. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? And there's another thing. He got drafted. But who's to say that? What if there, are the Rams under that much pressure to sign him?
It's ironic
to make
me
the squad.
That
he got to make the squad.
He went to the Rams.
Yeah, because he played for Missouri, and Jeff Fisher went out on a limb, and I'm not mad at him. But the kissing and all that, smashing the cake in his face, and all, that was kind of overkill, man. That was a little much for me, man. That was a little much for me. I'm sorry.
I like horror movies, so it didn't matter to me at all. It didn't bother me.
You know, it is what it is, man, but I just,
I was just
how come they didn't do that to the WNBA draft? You know what I'm saying? Back when they didn't do that WNBA draft. It is what it is. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Let's see some of that.
Right.
So they
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Ring the bell for that, yo. Give me a round of applause for that. Word up. Why they don't do it in the WNBA draft?
Right.
That's all. If you really want to get live with it, do it in the WNBA draft. We'll be watching that all day.
He said that when
Michael Sam was like, yo, I don't believe ESPN did that, talking about showing him kissing his boyfriend. And I said to myself, first of all, let me put this drink down.
Uh-huh. Hey, was it Honey Jack?
Yeah, of course.
No doubt.
I'm saying, hold up. You don't believe ESPN did that.
You did.
But did you have blindfolds on? Wasn't some dudes in your house with big giant cameras?
ESPN on the cameras?
Yeah, let's get it real. The first rounders and the stars is who's there in the suits and all of that. But you know them late round dudes, they at the crib with their families, their girls, or boyfriends, whatever your niche is, so be it. But I'm saying these kids are in your living room with all kinds of cameras.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And you answering the phone to your team and crying, whatever, performing, and you're going to say later, oh, I don't believe ESPN that. Well, what the hell did you think they was doing?
That's right. What you think they was there for? You're right. That's right.
Saying, come on, cousin. You know you gay, and you're going to use it to your best ability, and I ain't mad at you for it. But come on, cut the stuff. You know, Like, you knew they was taping. You knew they caught you kissing your man.
You let him in the house.
Act like you did.
You know what I'm saying?
If you asked me, it was clean.
Let him in the crib.
He knew. You right, Clay. He knew. He knew what was going on.
Come on.
He knew.
He dying with that, oh, I didn't know.
And now he's
going
to
be in. I said, add more ice because he's bugging.
And the
fake kissing three or four
conference.
Times.
I don't even know what the press conference was needed for today. I don't even know why he needs one.
Because they gonna drag him in the ground and run it all up the flagpole. You know what I mean? Excuse my expression. You know, he had to announce for his jersey number. I think he's wearing number 96 or something like that.
The only thing that I agree with.
You know what though? Hey Kia Slate, did you hit? Are the Steelers going on Hard Knocks?
No,
I don't know.
Did you say
I
you something?
Not.
Mine's going to put the Rams on Hard Knocks. Would that be crazy?
I would love it. Because, you know, teams are volunteering. So
I wonder if they're going to show Michael Sam at the club and throwing dollars in the air and all that.
They got the Rams, and all of a sudden, Jack, whoever was, because I heard they wanted to put the Steelers on there, and I'm like,
I heard it's supposed to be out of the Steelers, the Giants, and the Bears.
Giants or the Bears?
Yeah, for Hard Knocks. That's what I heard.
The Steelers are selected to do Hard Knocks, but this is a catch right here. Teams are volunteering to do it. The Rooneys are pressing.
They're making teams
do it,
Kia.
They want other teams to do it.
They're strongly suggesting, you know what I'm saying, that teams do it. Because, you know, they want to have the tie-in with the HBO thing and, you know, it gives teams exposure. So they're kind of like strongly suggesting. And if you don't like it, they could just, like, pick you and say, you're going to do Hard Knocks.
We don't still really do Hard Knocks. We don't need to be exposed. We don't need that.
I mean,
let's try this. Come on,
you know.
Tampa Bay can do it. Tampa Bay can do it. They won't do it.
Yeah, he's put my Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Hard Knocks. I mean, and taking it back to my Buccaneers, because, you know, we talk about everybody else squad. I said on the show last week, I said when it came down to number 7, if Manziel and Mike Evans was going to be there, I would rather take Johnny Manziel at number 7. But I wasn't mad. I said either Evans or Manziel. That's what I said. Either Evans or Manziel. We ended up taking Evans. But my criteria for taking Johnny Manziel was we never had a franchise quarterback. We had Doug Williams. We had Steve DeBerg. We had Steve Young and running down the line. But I think that Johnny Manziel, you know, would have been what we could have used him. But like Kia said last week, that's not Lovey's cup of tea. And I understand
that's
that.
Not.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
but now, what are we stuck with now, Kia? We stuck with Mike Glennon. And Lovey was like, we rocking with Mike Glennon. I'm like, oh, come on, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, yo. Mike Glennon.
Hey, man, what's his name?
Come on.
I said, come on, yo. Mike Glennon, we could have kept Josh Freeman at this point.
I told him last week, Lovey's not
taking Manziel. We could have had Huey Freeman.
Lovey's not taking Manziel, and I know Lovey's not taking Manziel. Manziel is not a Lovey type of guy. He's not taking.
And you're right. I mean, you know, I looked at it as putting people in the seats. You know what I mean? Putting my Buccaneers on TV. You know what I'm saying? And going through the situation like that. But Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson on the other side. How is Glennon going to conceivably get him the ball? You got Jackson and Evans on the other on either side of the wide receivers, and we got a quarterback that's garbage. I'm not feeling Mike Glennon. That was my point. Get somebody. Get Blake Bortles.
Is Doug Martin legit in that backfield for you?
He's coming back from injury, man. I'm looking for him to do like 175 at Heinz Field, man.
Right.
I'm looking for him to do like a 210 at Ford Field, man. You know what I mean? So Doug Martin is going to be doing his numbers. But my thing is, we don't got no quarterback.
Let me ask Marcus. Hey, Marcus. He's on the line?
Marcus, you in the building? I guess he had to go check on Calvin Johnson to see if he was all right.
Let me tell you about, you know, Lions. I'm just about Lions fans. You can tell fans when they're not used to nothing because they're upset about the secondary not being, you know, answered or same thing, you know, the solution there and they all thinking, you know, you got Caldwell and Austin coming in there.
A whole different mentality is coming in there. That's what I said earlier.
A whole different mentality, a whole different, you know, and then you put them on a whole thing. Austin, what Austin did with the Ratbirds, you know, like nothing about the Ratbirds, nothing. And he's going to take that to a different level. He's going to go 3-4 to a 4-3. It's just amazing how they can't even grasp who they are.
You know what,
right
though? I'm not worried. Hey, Marcus, no disrespect. I don't know if you're on the line, but I'm not really worried about the Detroit Lions, man.
You mean,
I'm not really worried about them because
the Bears
got Jared Allen.
Yeah. Oh, you
the
that?
Packers
you
got what's the homie from cool. The homie from Carolina? The Packers got Slate.
Well, that's okay.
What's the defensive lineman from the Bears that went to Green Bay? Julius Peppers.
Jared Allen.
Peppers.
Julius Peppers on the Packers. I mean, he's going down.
I'm not worried about the Lions, man. Y'all better. Yeah,
no,
you better win opening night against the Giants.
We're doing that for the world.
Marcus, in the group, everybody is hard on Caldwell and Austin. Guys that don't, you know what I say about Lions fans? When you're not used to something, Austin is a great secondary coach who's now the defensive coordinator for the Lions. So they're not, because of Austin, and they didn't pick secondary. They didn't go strong with secondary. You got Lions fans crying about, you know, what's going to happen, whatever. Let the season, let the camp unfold. They're going to leave
out guys. I said let them touch the field first.
He's going to
before anybody gets through all the way
down
under the bus.
They throw Austin under the bus already before he even starts. But that's what they do, man. I learned that from last year, messing with them Lions dudes, man. Because when you try to tell them something, I guess they believe it when they see it. It is what it is.
They
you know what I'm saying? But again, man, you know, that's, you know, having going in. I said Ziggy was going to be all right.
The problem with most Lions fans is they be lying to themselves.
Say that again, man.
The problem with most Lions fans is they be lying to themselves.
They be lying to themselves.
Get their head straight. The Lions will be a problem because they can score with anybody. It's just their secondary is a little erratic. If they can get it together, get on the same page, it'll be on. I'm telling you. They're a problem.
Because the Lions, their front line is so fierce and rough, you know, the quarterback really shouldn't have all that time to really get nothing off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that eases it up for the secondary. You got Rusty, Matthews, all the kids from the Ravens.
Passes against our secondary who can't cover or tackle, and Gunther had us playing over.
Well, you lucky you don't got Ike Taylor.
We never really play under.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now we got a new defensive coordinator.
You lucky you ain't got Ike Taylor.
And I'm saying that might switch up how our defense looks.
I'm sorry, Steve.
The fact that they gave him so much cushion and played over all the time. That's horrible.
Mm.
You don't got the gas for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Mayor, as much as you want to throw Ike under the bus, Ike.
No, man. When I throw Ike Taylor, number 21 for the Pittsburgh Steelers, when I throw him under the bus, I sure would.
I'm just saying, he sticks the best receiver. Like, all of these guys, Sherman and them, they so good and this and that, but they play one side of the field. Ike goes to the slot. He goes to the best receiver you have and sticks him for the game. Sherman and them don't do that. They play one side of the field. Ike sticks your best receiver. If it's Megatron, he's on Megatron. If it's homeboy from Dallas, he's on him. If it's the other cat from the Cardinals,
What's up with the short arms, though, man?
Oh, well, nobody on the Steelers secondary other than Paul Marlowe can catch.
I know what it is.
We always, like, listen, in the last 3 years, we last in turnovers. It is what it is. But this year, we throw
everybody in
the headlock.
But you know what, though,
sir?
I'm going to shout out to everybody, man, who listening to the show maybe for the first time or whatever. This is how we do. Come and get down with us, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. We have fun with it. And on top of it, what makes it so live is that we know what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, I got some real cats in the building with me. You know what I mean? And it goes down every Tuesday night, man. You're welcome to come get down, or you just want to listen and hang out with After Further Review and how we do it.
Fred.
Go ahead.
Yes?
You got Wheaton, Moore, Bay, Moya, and Brown, who are, I guess, those are the new receivers on top of Brown.
And Martavius Bryant from Clemson.
And Martavius Bryant. We got nine draft picks and nine free agents came in.
We're going to be all right.
We're going to be all right.
We definitely going to choke out the Buccaneers, though.
Look at this. Look at this dude. You going to choke out the Buccaneers?
Hey, since you're running down
the depth chart, let me see. What you going to have on one side? Mike Evans is going to be on which side? Ike Taylor?
Listen.
Or is Ike Taylor going to be on Mr. Jackson? You tell me.
Is Williams going to be on Mike Evans? It's going to say it all. That's what
you
I know.
Know.
I don't care who's sticking who.
You
know
what
this
way. One thing about the Steelers secretary, if you come across that move, you're going to get laid out. So even Mike Taylor,
I'm a 6'5" receiver.
I'm
not worried about coming to
quarterback.
I'm not worried about that. You better be worried about being able to catch. You better be worried about Ike Taylor getting his arms out so he can tackle somebody.
Hey, man, we firing shots early, man.
He's going down.
He's laid out.
He's going to get laid out? Okay.
All right.
Who's
that little? Who's a low laying guys out. Come across that most so you can lay
okay.
out.
Okay.
Right. The Mayor's starting quarterback for the Bucks. And yep, got a better
sure
chance than the one they got.
He sure is a bum. And he's not even starting. Josh McCown is starting. So we're going to be giving the ball to Doug Martin, Mike James, Bobby Rainey all day.
I don't know. You don't run on the Steelers. Cut it out.
Doug Martin's going to put some numbers up.
They're not running.
Don't give up runners like that. Cut it out. We won't see, man. September 28th is going down.
That's the same
Mark,
thing.
I ain't thinking about you either. December 7th
that's
is going
right.
down at Ford Field,
that's
baby.
That's the same thing. Lions fans said they was coming to the bar.
Come on, bro. That's the Lions.
And now Buccaneers fans saying the same thing. Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Like, y'all act like y'all just got down on us last year. Y'all barely won, like, on some nonsense.
Okay, y'all didn't do nothing.
Barely beat us.
You got beat.
Barely beat us. Yes, a win is a win. Okay. Okay. A win is a win.
I'll take a decimal point win any day, Playboy.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. A win is a win. But at the end of the day, the Lions or the Steelers, no one made the playoffs. We were just all losers last year. Okay. Okay.
And who was on Megatron last year?
I don't know who checked him. I don't know. That's something you
I don't know, but I know that's
you
first
You supposed to know that. You the Steelers fan, ain't you?
That first half, he had two and three.
Yeah, you the Steelers fan. You supposed to know that.
You supposed to know that.
You supposed to know that.
That first half, he had two and some shade. The second half, he didn't have nothing.
Nothing in the second half. Not
at all. Kaput, Benito, Elvis.
That's probably was one of Ike's best game in that game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Mike Taylor, it is what it is. Y'all did have a game. Y'all did kind of blow that one, man.
The second half, Benito.
Roethlisberger had 367. But off
Elvis
of that, though, man.
Gone,
up, man. I'm tired of talking about the Steelers. We talked about y'all draft picks, y'all schedule. You know what I mean? Let's talk about something else, man. Word up.
You know when you got two of the strongest Steelers person on this radio show. I said, well, you got two of the strongest Steelers fans on this show. It's all about
Yo,
the Steelers.
Man, come on. I feel like you know me and Coach Key ain't in the same black and yellow coupe. You know better than
that. I know what it is, man.
But
this ain't the same thing for the Steelers after the
Steelers
review show. You know what I mean? Hey, Slate, it's two to one, man. Rangers two, Penguins one. Let's New York, let's Pittsburgh that. Rangers 2, Penguins 1, baby. Game 7.
Really, please. Really?
Game 7.
Right,
baby.
Man, you got me bleeding.
Let's go, Rangers.
Keep trying to cut me. You be throwing low blows, man. I thought we were cool.
Let's go, Rangers. Down 3-1 earlier in the week. You about to go take this from Sid the Kid.
I like
Sid the Club. He scored a goal.
Like
they went crazy.
On the fader. Homeboy went from Pittsburgh to the Rangers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's all Pittsburgh, man.
Y'all blow
a 3-1 lead, man.
Slate, you shocked me, man.
You was like the Penguins going to make it happen. I was like, oh, snap. Let me find out. Slate, let's get it. I said, oh, okay. We was at the Rangers down 3-1. That's all good.
But I agree with you too, man.
Hold on, it ain't over yet. Huh?
I agree with you, too, when you said it ain't over yet.
If Sidney Crosby takes that long to score a goal, man, you know what I mean? Everybody else was doing the heavy lifting. Sidney finally got around. Marte St. Louis for the Rangers, he had a situation. His mom passed away or whatever. He came back and played the game, man. You know, Lundqvist is finally standing on his head again. And the Rangers is nasty in Game 7, man. We do business in Game 7. So I'm kind of hyped and charged about that, man. And plus, I had the Rangers with my Stanley Cup pick. I had the Rangers to win it all, man. You know what I mean? But that's just what it is, man. Game 7, man. Rangers up 2-1. 13 minutes left in Game 7. First period, they just dropped the puck. Chicago Blackhawks and the Minnesota Wild. Blackhawks lead that series 3-2. I'm a hockey dude, man, and this is the best part of the season for me as far as hockey, playoff hockey is concerned, man. The thing is that everybody's throwing water on each other. You know what I mean? They find the guy with, like, $10,000 of squirt and water on, P.K. Subban from Montreal. That's the brother that plays for the Montreal Canadiens, and he's doing his work against the Boston Bruins. You know what I mean? They got mad at him. Now they're squirting water on him, and that's the thing. They're all squirting water on each other. You know what I mean? I guess it keeps them, you know, fresh and clean or whatever, and it does what it does. Montreal and Boston game 7 tomorrow night, man. in Boston. I think Montreal is going to take that. And game six on tomorrow night, Anaheim Ducks against the L.A. Kings. I think Anaheim's going to get L.A. out of here, man. So that's what it is, man. We're going to switch topic real quick.
Wait a minute. What's your take on Hayden's contract?
What?
Joe Hayden's contract.
They spent too much money. Next topic,
okay.
Please. No, but for real, to answer your question, I think they did. They spent too much money. And you know what? What was going to bite Cleveland in the behind is the Josh Gordon situation.
Wow. Yeah.
The Josh Gordon. I mean, it's all, it was all set up for them. Slate even said it earlier in the show. It was all set up for them. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And Josh Gordon got in his situation. Now they got to go out and get somebody like, what, a Miles Austin or Plaxico Burress or somebody. They got to get somebody to fill that spot.
But you already knew Hayden was going to get his money. Seattle did Sherman's contract. Not soon, because you know.
They did Thurman and they did Sherman. Right.
Peterson
is next.
Yeah.
Peterson is next.
And Peterson kind of hot, right? Peterson, like, he want that Sherman money.
Yeah, man. They battling Sherman talking a lot of stuff over Twitter.
Yeah.
We
done had the Sherman-Revis debate. Now we get ready to have the Sherman-Peterson debate. So where do you stand on the Sherman-Peterson debate? Because Patrick Peterson is nice, too.
Oh yeah,
Peterson is
the truth. I believe the Cardinals will make Peterson the highest paid cornerback in the league.
Let me ask you guys a question. I got some serious heads in the building with me. I got Slate here, my man Mark from Detroit, Alfred's with me, Hollywood's on the line. What is the chance from 0 to 10 of the Arizona Cardinals hosting the Super Bowl next year? And then one at a time. What from 0 to 10? What do you think the chances of Arizona hosting the Super Bowl?
I'm going to say 8. 5.
3.
A three mark?
He ain't going to hold up too long.
Okay.
Not the Super Bowl. They
what's
have
your,
a decent
what's your
season, but not the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say, I think I'm going to get them in the middle. I'm going to get them a 7. I think that's
a 50% chance? Okay, all right. Okay. Slate, where you at with it, cousin?
5.
They give them a 50% chance to host the Super Bowl. I didn't say win it. I just said be in it because the Super Bowl is in Arizona. Who else I got on the line with me? I got Hollywood with me? He's slapping bones. All right. Alfred, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, brother.
All right, so what's your thought on a 0 to 10? Which I know you're going to probably say about a 2 or a 3 because you want the Giants to be in it and all that. But what's your take on Arizona hosting the Super Bowl?
I mean, they can host it. They won't play it. I'll give them 50-50, a 5 of actually hosting it. Why not? I mean, Arizona's a nice city, so, yeah, why not?
I just think that Arizona is, it might be ready, man. That division is just bananaramas right now. And I think Arizona might be ready, man. Arizona might be ready. I'm just saying.
I was shocked Dansbury left. I was shocked when Dansby left. I was shocked. I couldn't believe he left.
That has yet to be determined and all that. They got to do training camp and this and that and the third. But I think Arizona, man, has a good shot to be there at the end. They were just in the Super Bowl recently. You know what I mean?
I don't trust Carson Palmer though. I don't trust their quarterback.
Yeah, Carson Palmer.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Okay.
He's not going to hold up through the year.
But the defense is
vicious.
Look at the Rams, even though Bradford wasn't there, look how the Rams defense held up. The Rams lost games that they should have won.
Yeah, the Rams was giving everybody in that division trouble.
Yes, they were. Rams
won. You know what I mean?
And
the Rams defense, like he just said, the Rams defense was no slouch.
No problem.
But again, I mean, a year better. Jeff Fisher doing his thing. You know what I mean? And they had some things in that 4-3, man. They do what they do in their numbers. And listen, Robert Quinn on one side, Chris Long on the other side, Langford and Brock is coming up the middle. You know what I mean? Laurinaitis in the middle. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't they get Donald?
Huh?
Did they draft Donald?
Larry Donald from Notre Dame. Defensive tackle. Yeah. He's going to take somebody's spot. So, I mean, the thing that the Rams have to depend on is the quarterback situation. Is Sam Bradford going to earn that money that they gave him?
Yeah.
Huh?
They backfield.
Yeah, they got Trey Mason. De La Soul.
Oh, yeah.
They got Trey Mason, they drafted him, they got him in the draft, you know? And plus with the kid, what was his name? I can't remember his name. We was talking about him last week, Tavon Austin.
Tavon
I can't
Austin.
Remember his name for nothing. But, yeah,
Tavon
so, I mean,
Austin.
The Rams in that AstroTurf situation, you know what I mean? They might have some things popping off right now, man. Shout out to the Rams.
So.
But the football season
I
is yet to be determined. You know how we do it, man. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the mask. I just want to shout out the WNBA, man. This season get ready to pop off this weekend. I'm going to have the WNBA preview, man, and after further review, because that's how we get down. We are in the building after further review all day. Shout out to all the other groups, man, that's doing their same thing. I was out of commission for a couple of days, man, but I'm back in the building. I see, you know, some things never change, and it's going down over here a little different after further review. We appreciate you for listening. We appreciate you for calling, and we appreciate you for vibing out with us. So, I don't know, man. It's on you. Whatever you want to talk about, man, let's get something started. I wanted to talk about the Sterling situation and how he dug his foot and stuck his foot in his mouth some more. But I don't know if y'all want to rock
well,
out with
know,
that. I feel
you
like
know,
that's
you
what
know,
he was
you
discuss.
Know, you know, Magic Johnson was on, oh, my God, he was just on
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper, I was watching a bit of that. He was talking about how Sterling got mad because he wanted Magic to come on the show with him. Magic told him no. And Magic said, first of all, you need to
okay.
apologize. Sterling said, I'm going to get around to it. So now the attorneys got involved with it. Magic said he called Adam Silver and told him what Sterling had asked him, so be prepared. And then that's all I had heard.
Man, you know what? I think Donald Sterling is digging his own grave, and I do mean that
yeah.
with a pun, because
yeah.
the stuff that he's adding on to it is not making the situation no better. And people always saying, well, the suspension and the ban was just on Donald Sterling alone. No, it was not. I keep trying to tell these people that. And they beat you in the head with all this garbage. You need to do a little bit more instead of just looking at CNN. Get down really into it. If the NBA bylaws, anything that got anything to do with that team in those situations like that with owners acting in context like that, you and whoever's associated with you is getting dismissed. So all of that you're talking about, Shelly Sterling, she wants to fight for it, and all of that garbage right there, they don't want to have no piece of Sterling that have nothing to do with the Los Angeles Clippers. Bottom line, that's all there is to it. And Donald Sterling is not making the situation no better. In one side of his mouth, you talk about he apologized and he made a mistake. The next thing come out, Magic Johnson, you know, dealing with his situation. What one thing got to do with the other? What you say, Slate? What that got to do with the price of tea in China? Not a damn thing. So this conversation was about you and what you said. You made a mistake.
Right.
Or was
right.
the mistake when you wasn't letting us and our other brown-skinned compadres live in your apartments? Was that a mistake, too?
Yeah,
what mistake was that?
What's
so
anything
you don't tell me about what Donald Sterling talking about and then try to justify it and he should have his team and give it to his wife, yo, your conversation is whack over here. You get no wins because I'm going to break it down to you and for you. Understand that. Shelly Sterling's not getting no piece of the situation, and Donald Sterling ain't making it no type better. Straight like that. And for him to add Magic Johnson's name into it, that's just endearing him to the NBA. Why him, Magic? Take over the Clippers. Do what you do. How can he sit there out of his mouth and say, what has Magic Johnson done for his community? Come on, yo.
They came out, I guess, asked me, frustration because, you know what, Magic would not come on to do the, you know, the talk show with him and just sit next to him.
He don't have to. At that point?
That's exactly what Magic said. Magic said no.
Yeah,
Magic
you know what I'm saying?
You need to apologize. When are you going to apologize, though? When are you going to apologize?
It's never going to come out of his mouth, yo. Because even when he tries to, he sticks his foot right back in his mouth to try to justify it. But what has Magic done? When has Magic been to the children's hospital? Come on, yo. We need to let minorities live in their apartments. What's
they
the difference?
They don't have nothing to do with it. Yeah, they don't have nothing to do with it.
What's the difference? So you telling me because you don't let minorities live in your apartments and you got your wife playing as a government official to inspect the apartments and get people kicked out? That's better than Magic Johnson not or Magic Johnson. You don't know what Magic Johnson does with children's hospitals. I know what he do with Starbucks. I know what he do with TGI Fridays. I know what he do with the theaters. I know that. I know what he do with the housing. I know he's selling furniture on the side.
Would it have been a different situation if Mr. Stern was the commissioner?
What do you mean? Explain that. I'm not
meaning,
following.
Like Silver went to the extreme to get him, you know, banned. would Stern have been that quick with his decision to get him, or would it have been a couple of weeks? We would have been starving, starving.
I think Adam Silver took way too long.
Oh, really?
Look what happened in the three time of what he said, the first time he said it, when the tape first dropped, Nene and Jimmy Butler had got into it. Remember? When Nene and Jimmy Butler was bumping their foreheads? Nene got suspended the next. They kicked him out the game, and they ended suspended him the next day. So Donald Sterling, the thing dropped on Saturday. Donald Sterling should have been out the league by Sunday. They had a big conversation about it on a Sunday. What you telling me? That wasn't serious enough for him to. I mean, I know they had to go through protocol, Kia. I understand that. I get all of that. But to me, Kia, this is my point. This is my point, Kay. You had to get a voice recognition expert? Is that what you're telling me? Your reasoning for dragging this monkey garbage out?
You're talking about liability. And this is the fact that he had to, because the NBA officially said to open on Monday morning. Thursday is not a working day for the NBA.
So why didn't you spend no money on Saturday?
I'm just saying.
We can get it. I get you on that. The NBA office not open and all that. I got that. But why didn't you spend Nene on Saturday?
I think that clause is a little bit different because they have to have it in there where you
I get you. I get that, Kia. Okay. I get it. Trust and believe, I get it. But the things that he said was so vile and vicious, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing that was killing me was like, he's kicking dirt in your face. Even Adam Silver. We have to get a voice recognition expert. Like, we're not really sure. We don't want to pin it on him.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's alleged, it's been said, but we're not really sure. You hearing the tape like I'm hearing the tape.
Right.
I heard Donald Sterling's voice before.
I understand that, but I don't know if he's going to be legal, and he had to do what he had to do,
and I get that. But at the end of the day, I'm just saying, you put one up against the other with the stuff that he said was so bad, man. And again, I'm going to stick to my point what I said originally. If I was on the Clippers, I wouldn't have played. You can say what you want to say about you got to feed the this and that. And so you ain't got enough money in the bank to feed your kids on principle? You ain't got enough money squared away where you can take this right here and make some kind of stand, but you got to feed your kids. How many billions and millions of dollars ago was that? Come on, yo. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't have played. If I was on the Clippers, I would not have played. Straight like that. That's just me. Because that is way overboard, and he's still taking it down the line. And guess what, y'all? He still owns the team. How about that?
Well, he's on the team. You're right.
It's a big Glenn Quagmire. That's all. That's all I'm saying. And then for them to try to drag it out, they want to drag it to the courts. Shelly Sterling wants to fight for it. This and that and the third.
But the thing about it, he still owns the team.
Right. Legally,
he cannot represent the team.
That's true. You're absolutely correct.
He cannot sign no checks. That's legally. He cannot sign no checks.
Yeah, but still his name is connected to that. So I hear you, I got you, Kia. But what we want to hear is Donald Sterling has been removed. The whole Sterling family has nothing to do with the club. That's what we're waiting to hear. That's what I'm waiting for.
Donald Sterling is the legal one. You know what still is, but he's protecting the revocation, anything come out against the NBA, because that's all he did. So Monday was the NBA office open on Monday. They went through the whole thing. Tuesday, he was banned. So I think it was enough time.
But, I mean, you know, we was talking the other day about it, man. You know, if they want to fight and this and that and the third, they're running out of time. The NBA draft is next month, right?
Right.
Free agency is when? July 1st, right?
Right.
So, huh?
I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, you're still going to be dealing with this stuff when you got to deal with the free agency and the draft and next season will be rolling around. And what Doc going to do? I don't think Doc's going to be around if the Sterling's still going through this at this point next year.
They're going to have to go off the papers to
It's a whole big process to remove them
because she does own. It's going to be interesting because she does own a percentage of the Clippers.
But that speaks to the point though, Kia. Exactly.
Yeah.
She owns half of the Clippers. She goes down with the ship. Basically, that's what the NBA is saying.
You know what? If her attorneys, she's going to have the best attorneys around her. We have to advise her. You're going down with the ship. You might as well get out now.
Yep. You might as well, because it's going to get ugly. They're not going to blow up the Clippers. They'd rather get rid of you than get rid of the Clippers.
Right.
They'd rather get rid of you than get rid of the and the thing about it is, it's like people try to, I don't know what they be thinking about. You know what I'm saying? You got to go deeper than what it is, because we talk about this all the time. We always go deeper. That's why we got the best show after Further Review, because we always go beyond the surface show. It's not just because Darren Sterling said this, he got kicked out of the league, his wife kicked. No. They don't want to have nothing to do with the Sterling. Nothing, period. So, I mean, it is what it is. And she, and Kia, she's not innocent, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like you said, I think you said a couple of weeks ago, you might have said something to the point where they couldn't, you know, mess with her about that. It was just basically about what Darren Sterling said, and they wasn't really, you know, they couldn't really bring that to the table when it came to, you know, what they're going to do to try to get rid of the Sterling. So I don't know. But all I'm saying is Shelly Sterling is not innocent, yo. She was going up in them apartments, playing like she worked for the government, on the orders of her husband, inspecting those apartments that those people were living in, and trying to get them put out of them apartments because they didn't want them there.
But, yo, check it out. The day before the story broke, her and her husband were going to dinner to eat.
Right.
And so people were heckling him about, you know, what he said and all the racist stuff he said, and she was defending him, talking about he's not a racist, leave him alone, and blah, blah, blah. Then the very next day, she's on TV talking about she's going to distance herself from him, and they're going to get divorced eventually.
She don't understand why he said that.
Like, come on.
You know why that was said, Clay? Because her representation, whoever she represented her, called her. Believe me, somebody, they already told there's no way they would have to have her involved because her 50% is her 50%, and that's money. His 50% is his money. He's in trouble with his 50%. But her 50%, they're trying to protect now.
All right. 5.5 minutes to go, Slate. 2-1 Rangers, third period. We got like a half hour left of the show, man. I want to thank once again, man, everybody that touched down with me, man. Slate, Kia, Mark from Detroit. My man Alfred from Uptown, Mr. Hollywood playing dominoes and all that, and all the listeners, man. So we're going to rock out whatever y'all want to do, man, whatever y'all want to talk about, man. We can get it popping.
I didn't hear the story
real quick,
about the
Hold on. Go ahead.
It's going to be a little problem to get rid of them. I hear what you're saying, Mayor, and all of that. But I got a friend of mine, you know, I got a lot of lawyer friends.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you need them. But anyway, they were telling me that the Sterlings have they own the team, but they have it in trust. So
yeah.
It's like not one person has, you know what I'm saying, all of the clout. So, like, they did it for situations just like this. So now he's under fire.
Exactly.
The wife has a piece. The son has a piece. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're kicking now. That's what the wife is trying to kick. Like, yo,
he owns some
of the team, but so do I. And I didn't say anything. And you can't take what I own because, you know, it was trust. Like, it's a whole bunch of rhetoric. My man was telling me, like, they could actually drag this out.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do. That's what I believe they're trying to do. They're trying to drag it out.
They are going to drag it out. But, Clay, in my understanding, it's only 50-50. They never mention the kid's name. It's a 50-50 split because the documents are out.
But you know what, though, Kia? I mean, you know, I'm understanding it as a layman, you know what I mean? I'm not into it kind of like, you know, more or less like you are. But I think like this. You say that Donald Sterling has his 50 and Shelly has her 50. Now, what if she bequeathed, you know, part of her 50% to the kid?
That's
what Slate's saying, I believe.
That's something with a trust in a state attorney. Those are specialty cases.
All right.
She would definitely try to be quite sure right now. His
I'm quite sure them kids ain't trying to give up their stake in the Clippers.
But see, it's possible right now on the paper, his kids are not owners. It's a 50-50. His wife's name is in one, and his name. There's not no kid's name mentioned on the share on the 50-50.
Yeah, and Slate, you know what? That takes me back to the Rams. I'm going to talk about the Rams again. I don't know if Mark is on the line still. But,
yeah.
All right, remember when Georgia Frontier, they were trying to, you know, play her out about trying to get ownership of the Rams after her husband died? Remember Carol Rosenblum, we drowned in the pool? This is going back a little ways. This is going back a little ways. Carol Rosenblum used to own the Rams. He drowned in the pool. His wife had, I guess, the 50% of the team, and they tried to take it away from her. and she took him to court and she won. And then remember, you know, down the line they got Dick Vermeil and Kurt Warner and they won the Super Bowl when she was the owner, Georgia Frontier. You know what I'm saying? And I just want, I just, you know, take it back to that. But I just think that that situation was way different than this. Because, you know, Mr. Rosenblum, God bless the day, he passed away, he drowned in the pool or whatever. But this situation right here, this dude is drowning his own self.
I be listening to Mike and Mike in the morning, and they said in the NBA bylaws, once you have the majority owners all on the same page, it don't matter who owns what.
Right.
That is true.
And he needs 22 votes. They need 22 out of 29 to have the majority.
That's true. You are right. They can't. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Man, we talk about it from another perspective over here, man, after further review. It's not about trying to argue down or nothing like that. We just talk about it from a different perspective and a different vibe. And Slate, man, I'm looking at the Rangers, man, still holding it down, 2-1, 3 minutes left. I'm going to talk you through this last 10 seconds of game 7. I'm just messing with my man. That's my dude, Slate. We talk, man. We really, really talk. Real quick, I got you on the line. Lakers fans in the building, real quick. Who's going to be the next coach of the Lakers?
Any place is better than where we at, bro.
And then you know what I'm pissed about, Clay, when the Lakers made the assumption when Mitch that came out and said that, you know, the hiring of D'Antoni, when they should have been aware that he did, his sister would not have worked for the Lakers. You know, me being on a 133-day strike, you know, call me salty, call me, I was pissed. There's no way D'Antoni should have got that job over Jerry Sloan, or there's no way.
All right, so I'm going to let you step the piece. You was on strike. Slate, you wasn't on strike. So what do you think? Who do you think is going to be the next Laker coach? And we're not talking about last season. Who do you think going forward is going to be the best guy hold the Lakers' job down?
Who is going to be considered, Slate? Who's considered?
I'm talking to Slate.
Really know,
you
man.
Was on strike.
To be honest,
I'm off
like
strike.
Anywhere
I'm off strike. Once he came out.
Is a thumbs up for me.
Uh-huh.
Can't do no words. D'Antoni was a bump to me. He played no defense.
That's right. I should let you talk because, you know, Mike Brown got fired again, so, you know.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot. So, Kia, you know, I got to let you speak because Mike Brown did get fired again.
You know what?
How did he get fired from the day off?
Stan Van Gundy may be the next Pistons coach or the next whatever. You know, he came, whatever. That's better. I would have thought his name would have – I don't want Jeff. I don't like nothing about Jeff Van Gundy. I can't stand Jeff Van Gundy, so I know I'm going to like that deal. I don't like nothing about Jeff Van Gundy, so I don't want him in L.A.
I want to call Carl or something, man. What's wrong with George? You know, I wouldn't mind George calling. I wouldn't mind Chicago. I just don't want Ali. I don't want these other coaches that they named. I don't want them. I don't want them. As long as it ain't D'Antoni, Kia, get a whistle. As long as it ain't D'Antoni, I don't care. Kia, get a whistle. I'm running the octagon offense.
I'm sorry. I have them running. I have Xavier
Henry playing all five positions like Magic Johnson.
I had
James Worthy coming in and give him 6 minutes a night. And James Edwards, bring him out the woodworks. Give him a
guess what? They'll still produce more than Steve Nash.
Slate, well, I know you, and you probably know by now, Wizards 102, Pacers 79, that's the final.
Game five. For the Pacers, man. They two up and down. Just a closeout game. Okay, you lose close. Not by 30. Come on. What's wrong with y'all?
And it should be 3-2 Washington, because Washington should have won Sunday, seriously.
Yeah, you know. But, Mark, I got your opinion. What's your opinion on the game, the Clippers and the Thunder game on Sunday, man? Because we talked up about that earlier.
Yeah, man. Just KD, man, get two passes. Can't let Chris Paul lock you down, man, for no amount of the game, for no time of the game, for you to be as talented as you are, and the MVP of the league and all that type of stuff. You can't let a guy like with – you can't let a point guard lock you up, man. 7-2. It's not like Chris Paul is like one of the candidates for Defensive Player of the Year or anything like that. So,
I mean, you're right. You know, again, we chopped it up earlier about the game. Spate was of the opinion that, you know,
come on,
you know,
Chris Paul's like a Oompa Loompa. He's
you know, doing his same thing, man. And I just want to get your opinion on where you were at with that series, man. And a series that people not talking about because maybe it might be 3-1 and it might be boring is the Portland Trailblazers in San Antonio. Do you think that Portland has been in to get Game 5?
I think they do. I think they got enough venom if they could wake up Matthews and get Batum, you know, and Lillard. And they got the tools to do it. It's just if they're going to be willing, if they're going to put it out there on the line or not.
Okay, all right. And I think
they can get Game 5. I just don't think they're going to catch up with them. That 3-1 lead is too much. I just, you know, they might get 2 games, but they won't win 3 in a row. They're not going to
win. They wouldn't get Game 7.
Did you look at the did you see the Heat and the Nets last night?
Oh yeah. 49. Yeah, I said that earlier.
Huh?
49. That's all I'm saying.
He
almost won by himself, basically, man. Because the role players. I mean, that was a big 3, Bosh in the corner.
Bosh is a big 3.
You act like that's impressive. 49.
Huh?
49.
You on strike, man. Well, you can't talk about that. That's on strike.
Hey, Slay, how much Kobe had in 3 quarters? Yeah, okay, 49.
What Kobe had?
Yeah, okay.
What Kobe had this year?
Kobe, you know what? Watch it. Let me tell you something. Watch your mouth.
You earned that.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
Slay, it's all over, man.
Watch them out.
Rangers.
That's a good look. That's a good comeback.
Knock off
but
the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh, something's wrong with them in Game 7, man.
Something was wrong with them in Game 5.
Yeah,
in Game 6.
I'm just saying, for real, if you look at their history in Game 7, they real shaky in Game 7.
Sidney Crosby's nice. But Sidney Crosby, like you said, they don't get it done, just like the kids out in Washington with the Capitals.
He's arrogant.
Ovechkin, they need to trade him. They need to trade and get some value for Ovechkin. Ovechkin's been there now almost 10 years, and they ain't done nothing. He'd have been to like 12 coaches, Mark, and he's supposed to be one of the best dudes in the NHL, and Ovechkin don't do nothing. At least Sidney Crosby got a couple of Stanley Cups. Ovechkin don't got nothing. They need to get rid of him. But that's just hockey talking, man. We getting it in. Shout out to the Rangers, man. 7 games. Come back down 3-1. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. Pittsburgh Penguins, it is what it is, man. Y'all had a good season, but damn, yo. They going to talk about him, Slate. I know you say you listen to Pittsburgh radio. So,
But it's going to be crazy. Malkin's
Penguins
to win
seven
in the 7th game, so he's going to be coming back to bite him tonight.
Huh? I didn't get that either.
What you said? He predicted that the Penguins was going to win in the seventh game. I said he's going to come back and fight him tonight. Right now, it's over.
The Pacers, you said?
The Penguins.
Whoever said that, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. But it's all good, though. That's why they play the game. It's all good. Shout out to Henrik Lundqvist, the king. Shout out to Martin St. Louis. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rick Nash. You know?
You were still
going down the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to see either probably Boston or Montreal. So now we got to wait for the winner of that. That's going to be another good series. So we got to wait for the winner of Montreal and Boston. They play Game 7 tomorrow night up in Boston. That's going to be a good one. Montreal Canadiens and Boston Bruins. I know, you know, people don't probably not used to people talking about hockey, but that's what separates me from you. I can talk hockey with Slate. That's bugging me out right now. That's my man, 50 grand. We talk about North Carolina basketball. We talk about boxing. We talk about the Jamaican bobsled team. But now we talk about hockey. I'm feeling that, man. I'm feeling that. That's what it is, man. That's my dude, man. The rock out with Slate, man. That's my man, you know. We didn't see too many octopi on the ice, Mark, but that's another thing. That's another subject. We won't talk about your Red Wings. It's all good.
Oh,
it's all good, man. We touched on everything, man. We got, you know, it's a quarter to ten. The show's a real good show, man. I don't know if anybody watched the fight over the weekend, man. The Severn and Chris Areola fight was on ESPN. Bermain Severn won the WBC belt, knocked out Areola, Chris Areola in the fifth round. And, you know, now he says he wants to get that Klitschko or whatever. And I just think that Bobby Klitschko is going to unify the belts, man. But that kid, that Deontay Wilder, looks like he's the truth, man. Nobody want to see him. 31-0, 31 knockouts. Nobody wants to see that dude. Good fights coming up, man, real soon. You got the Cotto and Martinez fight coming up, man. I'm just kidding on that one. That's pay-per-view. I don't know why they did that. Because Manny Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley, too, they've only made 800,000 pay-per-views. They only made 800,000. You know? And Bob Arum is kind of highly upset about that, man. So I don't know, man. I think that was another fight they should have just threw on the premium channel, man, left it alone. But after further review is in your hand, in your eye, man, I got my crew in the building with me, holding me down. I got Big Rich behind the board making it happen. Miss Lavina's in the building. We didn't do too much cursing tonight. I don't think I talk with a list, but it is what it is, man. The mayor's in the building. I'm feeling myself, man, feeling good, hyped and charged. Just got out of a little weekend, been in the hospice, man, but I'm doing things. I'm feeling myself, getting my breathe on. And all that, as among other things, had to get back in the building, man. Had to touch base with my people. I appreciate y'all, man. Every week, man, it goes down, man. We talk sports, we have fun, we get biz with it, man. Y'all, anything you want to say before we get out of here, man? If I got a little something I want to say at the end of the show. So, Kia, you got anything to say before we get out of here? And take your time.
Say what?
Oh, never mind. It's all, who's on the line with me, man? I feel like we're losing attention right now. I was going to let you hold the floor down. Mark, you got something to say before we get out of here?
Shout out to all my new Lions and rookies that, you know, the ones that's going to make the team and the ones that got drafted. And shout out to Stan Van Gundy, and, you know, hopefully he get it done here.
You going to shout Jabba Chamberlain out?
Man, y'all can have
you
him,
gonna
man.
Shout out Miguel Cabrera with his four home runs?
We gonna shout Jabba Chamberlain out of Detroit, as we're going to try to do.
And take Phil Coke with him.
Oh, man.
And tell him to take Phil Coke with him. Hey, Slate, you in the building, man, still?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got anything to say before we get out of here? Take your time, cousin.
I guess, you know, watch out for my Steelers. We up and coming,
man.
Shout out to you, too, Mayor, because you kept it safe. When they was down 3-1, the Rangers.
Yeah. Yes,
told me
yeah,
they
man.
Was going to come back. I got to
yeah.
give you respect on that.
No doubt. No doubt. Salute, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate you for calling, man. You know what I mean? And hanging out, man, and talking and kicking it like we kicking. This is how we were kicking it. We was in the parking lot. So it's no different.
Doubt,
you know what I'm saying?
Doubt.
So
even
that's how
when
we do it,
I don't
man.
Call in, I still be following, bro.
That's what it is, and I appreciate you, man, for that, man. That's how we do it. So come get down with us. The invitation is always open. Like I've been saying, man, since 2011.
Hey,
I'm always available to be tested. You got the mayor in the building every Tuesday night, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Joel, who did the theme song for me, man. Get ready to do another one for me, another banger for me, man. BTU unit in the building, man, all day. Everything's going down, man. I got my crew in the building. Kia, you got your thoughts together? I'm trying to put you on now so you can speak your mind before we get out of here.
No, is that Van Gundy deal? Is that a final? Van Gundy is
Van Gundy to Detroit? I'm not sure about that. You got to ask Mark.
They said
it's a five-year deal.
Yeah, 5 years, $35 million.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of pizza deliveries to the Pistons. Where the Pistons play at?
Yeah. Well, you know, my guy.
Mark, where the Pistons play at?
Auburn Hills.
So it's going to be a lot of pizza deliveries at Auburn Hills, right?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
So, shout out to the Detroit Pistons, man. Stan Van Gundy. How long is it going to take for him to get into a beef with what's the dude's name that plays for Detroit? Greg.
Boris.
Yeah, well, how long is it going to take for him to start beefing with him?
I don't know, man. I hope it don't even come to that.
I hope it don't either, man. They gave him 5 years. That's a nice little number right there, man. So they expect him to be there for a minute. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, I don't think he has to command respect. I think that he's just going in with a mindset that this is a team that can do some things and make it happen. Joe Smith, you know, Drummond, Brandon Jennings, maybe he could get Brandon Jennings' mind right, man. Who knows, man? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he's so iffy, man. I don't know. I don't know about it. I want to see what we're going to do with Monroe.
Okay, Greg Monroe, no doubt.
Keep going.
Yeah, man, so that's what it is, man. Another show, man. We about to get it in. We got 10 minutes left, man. So whatever you want to talk about, you want to say anything, whatever, man. We went over the NBA playoffs. We touched the NHL playoffs. We touched the NFL draft. We talked about the Michael Sam situation for a hot minute. We talked about the Subway Series, man, Yankees and the Mets and all that. We touched on some baseball. I shouted out my man Stephen A. Smith. You seen the commercials?
What commercials?
Umberto beef jerky commercials?
Yeah, that's a boring commercial.
You seen
the
commercial, man?
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Boring commercial?
Kid, you didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Stephen A. Smith, a.k.a. the little voice in my stomach.
Oh, I can't stand him.
So
you got
Richard
really
Sherman, right? They're selling beef jerky, yo.
I can't stand him.
Sherman's talking to him, and Stephen Smith is supposed to be in Richard Sherman's stomach.
Oh, I can't stand him. Oh.
So Richard Sherman eats the beef jerky, and the beef jerky goes in the... Oh, man, I'm like, oh, come on, yo. Then he got another one out of Mark with the soccer dude.
I can't stand him. I really can't stand Stephen.
He got another commercial with the soccer dude. And this time when the jerky drops down in the stomach, it breaks the table. Because I'm like, you couldn't give me a heads up. Now, who's writing this stuff, man?
Oh, my God.
Who is writing these commercials, man? I mean, I'm not trying to front on Stephen A., man. Get your paper, my G. But come on, yo. Umberto beef jerky, the little voice in your stomach.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Kid, what do you see this commercial? You're going to be like, yo, what is this?
I really can't stand him.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
heard,
you know, come on, Stephen A., man.
I heard they said he was going in on
Josh
Smith today.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't
even
listen to him. I think he just turned into a cartoon character, man.
Yeah.
You know,
Josh
I used
Gordon,
to really,
right?
really, like, you
I
know,
mean,
give
Gordon,
him credence
I mean.
And the stuff that he talked about and kind of followed him. But when he, last year, when he flipped on the Chicago Bulls in the playoffs in Game 7, when they was playing the Nets, and I think Luol Deng was hurt, and then he flipped it and went to the Nets. And I'm looking at this. I remember specifically because this is up to the point in the game where I said, I'm not messing with Stephen A. no more. He had the Bulls in the series, and then when Game 7 came, he switched to the Nets because Luol Deng was hurt, and the Bulls won. So that's Exhibit A. So I'm not messing with that dude. Then he made another couple of flip picks that I wasn't feeling. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? He got his spot. But I'm just saying, man, come on. I'm not messing with Stephen A. like that. There's people on Twitter whose opinions I respect more than Stephen A. That's just real talk. Because at least they don't flip. They stick to their pick. They win, so what? They lose, so what? You made your pick justified on what you see. So
right,
there you
right,
go.
Right.
That's all. That's what it is, man. So we live and direct, man. One more again, man. You got the mayor in the building, hyped and charged. You know what I mean? It's going down. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. I appreciate you for listening.
I'm hyped too.
You know what I mean? But this is how we do it, man. It's like double dutch, man. If you jump in, you better be ready. That's all I'm saying.
I'm hyped. Hey, Flynn, you know I'm hyped. I've been digesting this little stuff all day yesterday. I am excited about this little thing.
Did you put an L by September 28th?
I didn't put an L by September 28th. You ain't coming to the
boat. What you laughing at, Mark? Did you put an L by December 7th?
I don't need to do that, man.
No
way.
No doubt. That's what it is, man. We just wilding over here, man.
Yeah.
We wilding over here. That's what it is.
Hey, Rich, I watched
the fight again, man. I watched the fight again, and I still got the same opinion, man. Floyd did his numbers, man, but, you know, he was holding a little bit much for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still had it 115, 113, Floyd.
Yeah.
You know? So that was that right there. You know what I'm saying? He gonna blow me up, like, you know. But it is what it is, man. Shout out again to everybody who gets down with GQ Palace, man. We got a couple minutes left in the building, man. I'm thanking everybody personally, man, and for everybody that said they gonna call and don't get around to it, man. Don't let your fingers start shaking when you dial that one when you get on the air. You know what I mean? So all that stuff you hide behind the keyboard, you got to put it up and make it live and in effect and in person because you got people listening. And you will get played.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, you will get played. So that's just what it is, man. Saturday against the New York Rangers, game 7 winners. You know what I mean? Moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals and all of that. Shout out to my Yankees,
man.
It's gonna be
kicking in New York tomorrow with Rangers fans.
Yeah.
It's gonna be kicking in New York.
And Kia, bottom of the sixth, the Mets 11, Yankees 5.
I know. My phone keep beeping. You know I gotta see these raggedy.
I'm surprised
raggedy
I haven't heard from Jerome yet. It's getting ugly. It's getting ugly, but it's all right.
Yeah.
That's my team. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I hear you laughing, Mark. What you laughing at? I hear you.
Uh-huh.
He laughing. I hear him back there laughing, giggling.
I'm thinking about something else, man. I'm thinking about the NBA draft.
We got to touch on that, man. Anything early birds you want to talk about the NBA draft? We got a couple minutes left.
I got to take a look at that. I haven't even taken a look at mine yet. I got to take a look at that.
I'm just saying, is Wiggins really going to be that good, man?
That's what you got to ask yourself now. You got to concern yourself with that. Do you really think that he, you know, like you said, ask yourself that. Do you think he's going to be really that nice?
I don't think he could turn the franchise around. I don't.
Is he required to do that his first year?
I don't know. It depends on where he goes.
Coming out of college as a freshman?
Maybe so.
It might happen.
So, right. But I'm thinking. That first half of that season, okay, but that second, you saw how he played the second.
Depending on where he goes, is he expected to be a second? I don't know.
Interesting.
I'm taking Jabari first.
I'm not even sure who has the first pick in the draft. What's the draft order?
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Oh, the lottery. They got to do the lottery and all that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So your top three players in the draft. You said you got Parker first, so you got second, Mark. Real quick.
I have to go with Wiggins, and I want to see this foreign kid, Exum, really.
Oh, Dante Exum, the kid from Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And we talked about him, man, about, I don't know, kid. It might have been a couple of months ago we talked about Dante Exum.
Yeah.
You know, he played against high school competition where, you know, he was doing his numbers. But, again, like you said earlier, does that translate? Is his Australian game going to translate to the stateside game, the NBA?
But would it be as effective
as Michael Carter Williams was around the same size? A couple years.
But he had a year experience at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Do you think? So what are you going to say? Because Michael Carter Williams had a great coach. He got from a great coach.
Coach Boeheim. Shout out to Syracuse Orangemen, no doubt. But what we're saying is Dante Exum's game going to translate to the NBA, playing against basically high school competition. Maybe we'll say class 2A competition in the States that he was playing against in Australia. Is his game going to translate in the NBA, to the NBA?
Some guys just have it, though.
We don't know about that until the team he gets on,
and we'll see the coach.
That's the same thing I just said about Wiggins a couple seconds ago.
Okay. So you think his how he performs, you know, in summer league is gonna, you know, have any kind of effect on, you know, how is he gonna carry over for whatever team that drafts him and how his season is gonna be? Because I think the summer league you're really gonna see, you know, how they do in those type of situations. They're gonna have to move faster. The coaching is a little bit different. So
IQ and everything.
But I think
it's gonna be how quick. And the difference with Michael Carter Williams, he adjusted well. He picked, you know, that's probably why he came out as the
team was crumbling around him. You're right.
It's just something about him, and that's his talent. He used when he left at you know, when his coach to the NBA. Every player didn't get that what Michael Carter Williams did.
No doubt. We about to get out of here, man. Before we get out of here, man, I can't forget to shout out Tracy McGrady. You know what I mean? For the Sugarland Skeeters. He had 2 1/3 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits. You know what I mean? So he's doing his numbers now, getting his pitch on. Down, and for the Sugarland Skeeters, that was a team that Roger Clemens was on a couple years back and all that. So shout out to Tracy McGrady, man, getting his baseball on at 6'7". And shout out to James Winston. They talk about his father, talking about he needs protection 24/7. Nah,
I'm not in agreement with that. You ponder that, man. Something else to talk about. We're about to get out of here, man. After further review, the mayor's in the building. Shout out to Kia. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to Slate. Shout out to Alfred. Shout out to Hollywood. Shout out to everybody who's listening, man. We back in the building in full effect. Check me out next week. We got the NBA draft conversation coming up soon. You know what it is. September 28th is going down. Steelers is taking the L. December 7th, we're going to go over the Ford Field and tear the roof off with the digital clock uniforms and all that. Shout out to everybody, man. Big Rich, Miss Lavina, you know what I mean? Diva Squad, Chicky Chick, the Belvins, you know what I mean? My man Scribio, you know what it is, cousin. This is the mayor, and it's time for me to sign off. Next Tuesday, man, I'm in the building. Peace.
You are now tuned in to GPS, GQ Palace Sports, after further review with the mayor every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. He's doing it hard body karate with butter, baby.
GQ Palace
Radio.
GQ Palace
Radio. Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. If you want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches. The mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
Hey y'all, this is Halfpipe from Son of Berserk, No Self-Control. Keep it tuned to the mayor after further review on GQ Palace Radio.
This is Johan. When I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. There's some great sports talk and debate. Check out the mail on After Further Review on Tuesday night. Call in.
Hey, this is your girl T. On Tuesdays from 8 to 10, I'm chilling with the mayor on GQ Power Sports. He's doing a hard body karate. It's bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay, bada bay.
Yo, what it do? What it be like? It's your boy Mike Hans, a.k.a. Mr. Fix It. 997 host, Carnegie Deli Slicer, them recording generals and all that and them things. When I want to know the score, I'm checking out my main man, the mayor, when I have the further review on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. Then we really see who's winning.
Hey,
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.